A bike path following alongside a portion of the Eel River with a view of the Scotia Bluffs was part of the vision presented to the Rio Del City Council at their January 19th regular meeting held online. City engineer Rebecca Crow of GHD provided an update to the council on current and upcoming projects. The city has previously applied for grants to develop an Eel River recreation trail, but those were unsuccessful. The city is now applying for an active transportation project grant that would be used to add an Eel River scenic route to the existing Pacific Coast bike route, which runs along Highway 101. The proposed bike trail would start at the end of Edwards Drive near the wastewater treatment plant. The trail would run along the Eel River until it connects with Davis Street. The grant application has been submitted and a decision is expected in the fall. Crow also summarized the progress made on the recent Safe Routes to School grant-funded project that is finishing up.
The following items have been completed as part of this project. So 512 feet of sidewalk on Wildwood beneath the 101 overpass, resurfacing of Wildwood between Bellevue and Eloa streets, 72 feet of sidewalk extension on Eloa, replacement of 300 feet of sidewalk adjacent to the library, replacement of two curb ramps adjacent to City Hall, the slurry seal and stripping of Wildwood between Bellevue and Painter streets, 1,536 feet of new sidewalks on Davis, and 80 feet of new sidewalk on Wildwood. So just a great job. That project's, and I think, ending on a good note.
The city is also applying for hazard mitigation grants to install a redundant water line from the secondary wells in Metropolitan under the Eel River and to replace a leaking redwood water tank with a bolted steel tank. The city had also submitted an initial application to replace some high-priority water distribution system lines as well as install additional fire hydrants, but that application was denied. Rio Del was awarded $160,000 last year for a planning technical assistance grant to conduct a sewer lateral study in the Bellevue-Ogle neighborhood. The purpose of the study was to identify properties that have failing sewer lateral lines which contribute to the inflow and infiltration into the city sewer system. The Bellevue area residents have reported numerous sewer and drainage problems to the City Council for many years as they've requested help in that area. The staff report to the Council for this meeting said, quote, "One of the concerns in accepting the grant and implementing the study is that we believe there is a significant number of properties that have failing laterals, and as such, these property owners could be responsible for replacing the laterals. The average cost for a lateral replacement is about $5,000. This is likely a burden that most of the properties cannot afford," end quote. The city has proposed diverting those grant funds to instead develop pre-approved site and architectural plans for four properties that are suitable for mixed-use development with the approval of Housing and Community Development. The item was pulled from the agenda as summarized by Mayor Deborah Garnes.
For everyone's information, we have an item, discussion and possible action on SB2 planning grant. Our community services director is unable to be here tonight, so we are pulling that item and rescheduling it for probably the next meeting, but definitely a future meeting.
It is unknown if the city has another plan to address the failing laterals in that neighborhood. The full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. Video of the meeting is available online at Access Humboldt. The next regular meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be Tuesday, February 2nd at 6:30 p.m. online. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.